When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Am I a fool without a mind, or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. A breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are. Trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far. When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?
Well, I can think of one miracle that made Gigi the way it was. And that is a miraculous score by Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. Bonjour, comment ça va? This is your host. I am your host. This is Larry Maslon, the host of Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, WLIW, Long Island's only signature, magnifique NPR station. And today we are looking at a great film score by two titans of the Broadway stage, but a show that has resonated out and actually has had given birth to several stage versions as well. And that is Gigi, the effort that Lerner and Lowe did in between My Fair Lady and Camelot. They're two majestic shows, and a film that had its own tremendous reputation, one of, if perhaps the greatest, crown jewel of the MGM Arthur Freed unit. The 1958 film won 10 Academy Awards, the most of its time, 9 for the film and a special 10th for Maurice Chevalier, who we'll look at in a moment. Well, this was a kind of arm twist project for Alan J. Lerner. He had a movie contract that required him to do one more film for MGM. And after My Fair Lady, he and Frederick Lowe were in the stratosphere, but Arthur Freed got Lerner to commit to adapting Colette's story about a young woman in Paris at the turn of the century who is, there's no other word for it, groomed to be a courtesan. And among the bon vivants of Paris at that period, and he twisted Frederick Lowe's arm. And thankfully they did, because they acquired a cast and created a jewel of a movie musical. Let us go to the opening of Gigi. We heard Vic Damone sing the title song earlier as we opened our program. That was a big hit. We'll talk more about that. But they definitely had to have Chevalier, who pretty much returned to the screen in a singing role. He had obviously been a huge hit in the 20s and 30s, and he brought such ineffable charm to the project that Lerner adapted and enlarged the role of Honoré Lachaille, who's the host and the wiser older uncle who dispenses so much information. Here, of course, is the eternally charming opening number to Gigi.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven. For little girls, for little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven. For little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls. Little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
That was Marie Chevalier. I'm not Marie Chevalier. That's all right. You're not Marie Chevalier either. Who was, except Marie Chevalier? Here are two stage adaptations of Gigi. This is from a 1985 London cast. It's Jean-Pierre Aumont, a great French film star, and Jeffrey Burroughs. And they sing this duet between the uncle and his nephew, Gaston, who will be the leading man, about how they see life in two very different ways.
Look at all the captivating, fascinating things there are to do.
Name two.
Look at all the pleasures, all the myriad of treasures we have got.
Like what?
Look at Paris in the spring, when each solitary thing is more beautiful than ever before. You can hear every tree almost saying, look at me.
What color are the trees?
Green.
What color were they last year?
Green.
And next year?
Green.
It's a bore.
Don't you marvel at the power of the mighty Eiffel Tower, knowing there it will remain evermore? Climbing up to the sky, over 90 stories high.
How many stories?
90.
How many yesterday?
90.
And tomorrow?
90.
It's a ball.
the River Seine.
All it can do is flow.
But think of wine.
It's red or white.
But think of girls.
It's either yes or no, and if it's no or if it's yes, it simply couldn't matter less.
But think of a race with your horse in seventh place, then he suddenly begins, and he catches up and wins with a roar.
It's a bore.
Don't you dream, for heaven's sake.
Dreaming bores me wide awake.
Life's a gay romantic fling.
If you like that sort of thing.
It's intriguing.
It's fatiguing.
It's a game.
It's the same dull world wherever you go, whatever place you are at. The earth is round, but everything on it is flat.
Don't tell me Venice has no lure.
Just a town without a sewer.
The Leaning Tower I adore.
Indecision is a bore.
But think of party with a fresh turbo grillé, then rognon en brochette, salad, cheese, crêpe Suzette, what a thrill!
I'd be ill.
The Mona Lisa's form and grace.
Just another pretty face.
Watching winter time unfold.
Winter really leaves me cold.
But the dawn.
It's a yawn. Life is blah.
Not to moi.
Dull as tea.
Not to me, just to you.
It's a bore.
Night in the sky, from the street comes the cry of the rooster in search of the hen. And Paris is Paris again. Stars on their beat, looking down on the sweet intertwining of women and men. And Paris is Paris again. Lovers in closets and shoes in the drawer, screams on the Rue Madeleine. Swords in the park, a shot in the dark, and Paris is thrillingly, killingly Paris again. Burning bright and like bats in the night come the well-feathered demi-mondaine. And Paris is Paris again. Ladies you'll know arm in arm with their low-class anovas meander the Seine. And Paris is Paris again. Meetings at 9 but tomorrow will be meetings with lawyers at 10. Handfuls of hair, a tooth on the chair, and Paris is spicily, vicily Paris again. The cuckold is heard in the land, hailing la vie parisienne. Joy and remorse, delight and divorce, and Paris is godly, bodily, physically, aphrodisically Paris again.
That is our good friend, our bon ami, Alfred Drake from the 1973 stage revival. It's the first stage version of Gigi from 1973, which came to Broadway via Los Angeles. And he played Maurice Chevalier's part very well, I think, in another charming version. Well, let us introduce Gigi herself. This is Vanessa Hudgens from a 2015 Broadway version, which didn't score quite as well, perhaps, as people had hoped. I think it maybe a couple too many things were moved around in it. But here is Gigi's opening number about the world she's in and her frustrations of it.
A necklace is love. A ring is love. A rock from some obnoxious little king is love. A diamond-studded star is love. An ugly black cigar is love. Everything you are is love. You would think it would embarrass all the people here in Paris to be thinking every minute of love. I don't understand the Parisians making love every time they get a chance. I don't understand the Parisians wasting every lovely night on romance. Anytime and under every tree in town, they're in session two by two. What a crime with all there is to see in town. They can't find something else to do. I don't understand how Parisians never tire of walking hand in hand. But they seem to love it and speak highly of it. I don't understand the Parisians. I don't understand the Parisians making all this to do about l'amour. I don't understand the Parisians. All this la-di-da is so immature. When it's warm, they take a carriage ride at night, close their eyes and hug and kiss. When it's cold, they simply move inside at night. There must be more to life than this. Parisians thinking love so miraculous and grand, but they rave about it and won't live without it. I don't understand the Parisians.
Well, if you've seen the 1958 film of Gigi, and I'm sure you all have, you must see it. It holds up extremely well. It was Hollywood location shooting at its best. And here is a number at Maxime's, the famous Parisian restaurant shot by Vincent Minnelli. And we'll hear the most marvelous music written by Frederick Lowe into Louis Jourdain. Now we'll get to hear Louis Jourdain, who plays Gaston, what's going on while he's watching his mistress flirt with someone else. But just revel in this, order a second cognac, and enjoy the fantastic score by Frederick Lowe.
Doing very well. tonight. She's like spring tonight. She's a rollicking, frolicking thing tonight. So disarming, soft and charming, she is not thinking of me. No, she's not thinking of me. In her eyes tonight, there's a glow tonight. They're so bright they could light Fontainebleau tonight. She's so gracious, so vivacious, she is not thinking of me. Bless her little heart, crooked to the core, acting out a part. What a rollicking, frolicking bore. She's such fun tonight, she's a treat tonight. You could spread her on bread, she's so sweet tonight. So devoted, sugar-coated, that it's heart-warming to see. Oh, she's simmering with love. Oh, she's shimmering with love. Oh, she's not thinking of me.
Someone has set her on fire. Is it Jacques, is it Paul or Leon? Who's turning her furnace up higher? Oh, she's hot, but it's not for Gaston. Oh, she's gay tonight. Oh, so gay tonight. A gigantic romantic cliché tonight. How she blushes, how she gushes, how she fills me with ennui. She's so ooh-la-la-la-la, so untrue, la-la-la-la. Oh, she's not thinking of me.
What time tomorrow will we get? Can I watch you play roulette? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully up?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild. Stop, you silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin and dissipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I pee, your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Now, not another word. Gigi.
Let her gush and jabber. Let her be enthused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused. Oh!
Stop it!
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sound that since the world began, no woman or man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be.
They thought of you and me. La 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 champagne. They absolutely knew that all we want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, a woman or a man has ever been as happy as we are.
That was The Night They Invented Champagne, of course, bien sûr. That was Hermione Gingold and Louis Jourdain and Biddy Wand, a studio person who filled in for the voice of Leslie Caron, much to her immense annoyance. We'll talk a little bit about that later, but what a number. It's pure joy and festivity all around. Well, one of the great things that Lerner did was to give Gingold's character, Mamita, Gigi's grandma, a backstory where she had had a relationship with Maurice Chevalier. And they sang a duet that had to sort of be refilmed. I think it was refilmed in California against a very poor backdrop, not in Paris at all. But we're going to switch it up and we're going to give you another famous couple who we remember very well singing this wonderful duet.
We met at nine.
We
met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April. That's right, that's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday
Monday.
Night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might, by some chance, be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost your glove.
It was a cool.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
Any guesses as to who that was? Yes, you in the back, Mr. Friedwald. That was Edie Gourmet and Steve Lawrence. I think they sing it beautifully with the original orchestrations, as far as I can make out. I remember it well. Well, I remember Gigi very well. It was one of the first albums I listened to as a kid. It was a huge best-selling soundtrack album. It was a number one album throughout the summer of 1958. And I think we have to doff our chapeau here to a giant of the musical theater, and that's Frederick Low. I think his score is the dominant genius of this multi-genius project. And I want to give a huge shout out. Sit down, ladies and gentlemen. This is a biggie, because we are now being funded and supported on this wonderful program, Broadway to Main Street, by the Frederick Low Foundation. So may felicitation and gratitude to this great organization for supporting Broadway to Main Street, as they will continue to do throughout the year. And if there was any doubt how astonishing Frederick Low was, this is a piece of music I came across from this 1985 London revival, which scaled down everything and did this amazing, it sounds like a negative word, but it isn't, an orchestral reduction to a salon orchestra, just like they would have heard in Paris at the time, of some themes from Gigi. It's the entr'acte. The violin work is stupendous, and let us revel in the melody that is Frederick Low. Thank you.
à toujours, always say it each night when you go, à toujours, à toujours. It's the dearest good night that I know. Every lover's afraid and unsure. Why, oh why, can't we learn? But at least when I hear a toujours, then I know you'll return. A toujours, a toujours. Whisper softly each night at your door. A toujours, mon amour. Not till next time, but till evermore. Whisper softly each night at your door. A toujours, mon amour. Not till next time, but till evermore. That
was Vic Damone, who we heard with his best-selling single of Gigi. I think that was probably the B-side, A Toujours, which was never sung in the movie. It's been placed around in different stage versions, but formed the background music of some moments in the film. The music in the film and the way it's scored and orchestrated owes a lot to André Previn, who worked on the MGM lot back then. I think he scaled back the original Conrad Salinger orchestrations to something more manageable. Here he is playing from a jazz album of Gigi tunes.
Thank you.
That was Andre Previn at the piano as well, with Leslie Caron in a interior studio recording of Say a Prayer for Me. She was not allowed to use her own voice, but I think it's rather vulnerable and moving nonetheless. The big 11 o'clock number in Gigi, in the film at any rate, is a kind of gloss on I've grown accustomed to her face. This is Gaston coming to terms with the little girl he knew who is no longer a little girl. I love the 1973 Broadway rendition of this number by Daniel Massey.
She's a babe, just a babe. Still cavorting in her crib, eating breakfast with a bib, with her baby teeth and all her baby curls. She's a tot, just a tot, good for bouncing on your knee. I am positive that she doesn't even know that boys aren't girls. She's a snip, just a snip, making dreadful baby noise, having fun with all her toys, just a chickadee who needs a mother hen. She's a cob, a papoose, you can never turn her loose, she's too infantile to take her from her pen. Ah! Of course, that weekend in Trouville, in spite of all her youthful zeal, she was exceedingly polite, and on the whole a sheer delight. And if it wasn't joy galore, at least not once was she a bore that I recall. No, not at all. Dow! Oh, she's a child, a silly child, and a lesson to her toes, and good heavens how it shows. Sticky thumbs are all the fingers she has got. She's a child, a clumsy child. She's as swollen as a grape, and she hasn't got a shape where her figure ought to be. It is not just a child, a growing child, but so backward for her years, if a boy her age appears, I am certain he will never call again. She's a scamp and a brat, doesn't know where she is at, unequipped and undesirable to men. Of course, I must in truth confess that in that brand new little dress, she looked surprisingly mature and had a definite allure. It was a shock, in fact, to me, a most amazing shock to see the way it clung on one so young. No, she's a girl, a little girl, growing older, it is true, which is what they always do, till that unexpected hour when they blossom like a flower. Oh, no. Oh, no. But there's sweeter music when she speaks, isn't there? A different bloom about her cheeks, isn't there? Could I be wrong? Could it be so? Oh, where did Gigi go? Gigi, am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why, you've been growing up before my eyes. Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh, no, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are? I've seen the change in you. Oh, Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh, Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are?
Well, the Academy gave Maurice Chevalier an honorary award for his work, and there is no number that sums up, I guess you wouldn't call it stunt casting, but certainly Lerner and Lowe knew what Maurice Chevalier meant to generations of viewers with this particular number. He apparently behaved like a complete pro and a complete gentleman to Lerner and Lowe's immense gratification. But what could be better than a straw boater and Maurice Chevalier?
Poor boy. poor boy, downhearted and depressed and in a spin. Poor boy, poor boy. Oh, youth can really do a fellow in. How lovely to sit here in the shade with none of the woes of man and maid. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The rivals that don't exist at all, the feeling you're only 2 feet tall. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more confusion, no morning after surprise, no self-delusion. That when you're telling those lies, she isn't wise. And even if love comes through the door, the kind that goes on forevermore, forevermore is shorter than before. Oh, I'm so glad that I am not young anymore. The tiny remark that tortures you, the fear that your friends won't like her too. I'm glad I'm not young anymore. The longing to end the stale affair until you find out she doesn't care. I'm glad that I'm not young anymore. No more frustration, no star-crossed lover am I, no aggravation, just one reluctant reply. Lady, goodbye. The fountain of youth is dull as paint. Methuselah is my patron saint. I've never been so comfortable before. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm not young anymore.
Well, we wrap up our stage to screen, screen to stage and back again version of Gigi, the 1958 film, with an astonishing score by Lerner and Lowe. And we thank again the Frederick Lowe Foundation for supporting Broadway to Main Street. And all I can say, as all anybody can say, when you think about how and why and where they created this wonderful musical theater piece, thank heaven.
Thank him.
For little girls, for little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven.
Thank heaven.
Thank heaven.
Thank heaven.
Thank heaven for little.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.